Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Thurmond. And now, play ball. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sundberg for a passed ball. Whitaker scores. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brookins scores. Engel moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 3, Tigers, 3. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Engel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Wilson reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Coles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg strikes out. One out. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Daryl Motley. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles juggles the ball. That's an error on Coles. Salazar moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salazar moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Kingery now playing right field. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brookins strikes out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Mike Kingery. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sundberg moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Dave Collins pinch hits for Darnell Coles. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Dave Collins now playing left field. Johnny Grubb now playing right fi. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Dave Engel. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. Gibson moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.